Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? It is Monday, but for you guys, it's about to feel like Friday because we have got the after show for Too Hot to Handle, series finale, episode 8. My name is Mike Feeling, and I'm right here with my amazing panel who's been doing every single episode with you guys. First, to set it off, it's Tori.
Yes, this was a little underwhelming, but we'll still get into it. I mean, we had this very hot season and then something that we can handle at the end because it was just bad.
And of course, we got Jesse.
What's up, guys? Join us in the live chat. I'm in there now. I want to hear your thoughts on the finale episode.
100%. And round this out, Kelsey.
Hi. I'm so excited to talk with you guys about it.
Guys, you know how we do it, all 7 episodes we've done so far. So we're going to run through all the plot points. Mm-hmm. This episode, to be honest, we're going to go around and get some overall thoughts. But I thought it was a big letdown. I'm going to kick it off. Yeah. I'm going to kick it off this time. Me. Go Usually by. I go last. I'm going to go first. I thought it was a big disappointment. I thought the episode could probably have been about half as long. They played a ton of suspenseful music, kind of for no reason. It seemed like a lot of filler. And for all that, for my money, I'm thinking, why don't we get more of the stuff that was left on the cutting room floor? Like, there's got to be other stuff that they let out to end up with a finale like this. So I personally was a little bit disappointed. Let's go around and get some overall thoughts. Jesse?
I mean, I think it was pretty predictable in terms of like when they decided who was going to get the money, that kind of thing. Like I had an idea when people got sent home, like I knew who they were going to pick. So I was looking for something a little bit different. And I was also waiting for the grenades to be like, oh, we came here to like break your guys, of these like good habits, like test you and see how you were doing. But they didn't do that. So
that's a double disappointment for Jesse. Her conspiracy theory didn't come through. Kelsey, what do you think overall of the finale?
You know, I'm kind of bummed. I agree with Jess. I think that it was very, very predictable. So I'm sitting here like, okay, what's going to happen now? All these like plot twists that they're prepping us for. And then I was like, really? They're all splitting it? Are you serious? But you know, I mean, hopefully that kind of like leads it to have a season 2, and maybe they'll switch some things up. That's what I'm hoping for. But yeah, I was a little bit let down.
Yeah, at the end, we're going to talk about what the four of us would like to see in a season 2. But Tori, what'd you think of the finale of season 1 here?
Yeah, I definitely agree with all of you. It just was a big letdown. It was no curveball. Like Jesse said, it was like extremely predictable from start to finish. Like literally almost every step of the way, there wasn't anything that you didn't already see coming. And from a show like this, especially with the previous episodes that we've seen, I definitely thought there was going to be some type of twist or like curveball, or maybe they all had to like vote at the end or something. I don't know. But it just kind of was just like, just flatlined.
Yeah. I feel like we, throughout the 7 previous episodes, have had a lot of really good ideas of what could have gone on for the rest of the show. And they kind of just were like, nah, take the money. So let's go through it. Supposedly, everybody is just, leaving so much richer than when they came to the island. God, they've just learned so, so much by sitting around and sipping drinks and swimming and going on some little dates. Francesca can't understand why everybody is mad at them for spending money, her and Harry, saying, doesn't everybody recognize that every time we spend money, we come out of it having really grown closer together? And Tori, I just thought, no one cares. Like, they want their money, and it's a really simple rule you guys have to follow. You can still grow.
Yeah, it came off super selfish. And I think that we all kind of saw Harry and Francesca be kind of selfish in the beginning. And we thought throughout the episode they were maturing in a way. And that sentence just basically took her all the way back to episode 1 for me. I was just kind of like, have you missed the entire point of all of this? Like, that was a super selfish thing to say. And even if she doesn't care about the money, I think it's pretty obvious that at least other people do. And that this whole thing is to at least try. And it just seemed like she was just kind of like, what's the big deal? Like, just screw it all. And it's like, no, that's not the point of this.
Yeah. Looking back, we've said over and over that they're really good at foreshadowing in this show. So Jesse, looking back, do you think this was foreshadowing her whole little challenge of her and Harry having to go in the fantasy suite by themselves and not touch?
You know, I actually didn't expect it. I don't know why. I just didn't expect that it would be them going in when they, I guess what I thought leading up to this was that they were going to have to choose who gets the money because they wasted so much of it. And it was going to have to show that like, they're not selfish. They're not going to take it all themselves, because I thought it was a really selfish thing, like Tori said, of Francesca to say, like, every time we spend money, can't you see we've grown closer? But the whole point of the entire show was to not break the rules in order to like connect with somebody. So yeah. Even if you didn't break the rules, you would be been connecting on another level by going to the workshops and, you know, spending time getting to know each other. So I didn't think that this was, they were going to have to go to a fantasy suite at all. I thought they were literally going to just have to decide who has the money to see if they let like their selfish behaviors go. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. There's obviously ways to connect without breaking the rules as much as they have. I mean, Kelsey, Sharonda, perfect example. We see them on the boat, almost but not quite throwing up with their champagne and decide to become boyfriend and girlfriend. Are we super happy for them?
I'm super happy for them. And I mean, I told you guys already, but I've been stalking her Instagram trying to find out if they're still together, because I think out of all of them, they're the two that are the strongest. Yeah, I did think Rhonda was going to yak at the beginning of that bell ride. I was like, oh my gosh, girl, no. But it was cute. It was, I thought it was well done. I thought it was nice that he actually asked her to be his girlfriend. It was cute that she said, I do. I was kind of like, whoa, jumping the gun. But then he made a joke about it. It was cute. I'm happy for them.
Yeah, I thought it was really cute. I liked them. We already said that we like this couple.
Yeah.
They're probably the most solid couple, and they've been together the whole time. So we now get what they're calling a reality show cliche, which it kind of is, a giant white party down at the beach. Everybody's wearing white. Everybody's drinking, having a good time. And we find out from Lana that they're going to get a chance to win money back. So if I scoot back real quick and see, we ended episode 7 at $43,000. Mm-hmm. So we get a chance to win the money back. And the fate of winning this money back is up to Francesca and Harry. They've got to go to the fantasy suite, spend a night there. The whole deal is, if they don't have any physical contact, not even touching each other, that they will win back for the group the amount of money that they lost. And if they do, that'll bring us up to $75,000. Couple thoughts that I had immediately was, how come Sharon and Rhonda don't have something similar? They lost the group money. It wasn't the most, but they did lose the money, and they've come a long way, longer and further than Harry and Francesca have. So why don't they get a shot to win some money back? And then I was thinking, this is just kind of weird, because I don't even know if we can trust them. Tori, what are you thinking about this whole move? And what was your initial gut reaction to, can these two do it?
I honestly, a large chunk of me was like, I don't know if I would bet my money on them, to be honest. And like, even the way that we see it, like, we see them all, you know, production plays it up, so we see them all over each other all the time. But then the reaction of everyone else in the island was the same. So I can only imagine how all over each other they are all the other times that we haven't seen. So I was like, I don't know if this is worth betting money on. So, but like, I also wanted to believe that they had, you know, learned from this experience. And honestly, when they came out on, you know, out the other end of the night and they hadn't spent any money, a part of me was like, is this growth or is this you guys just doing out of spite because y'all thought everyone doubted you guys? Like, I didn't know if it was from a genuine place or just to prove everyone wrong. But in the end, everybody got money back. So I guess it doesn't really matter what place it's from.
I mean, I was thinking there's got to be some kind of optics, even the two of them who, you know, don't seem to really care about everybody else that much, are kind of, just like her statement earlier in the episode, kind of selfish. I think I was hoping maybe they would finally break through and realize, look, if we touch each other, not only are we not going to win money back, but we're going to lose even more. And just, we're just going to get railed. Social media everywhere. It's just going to be nonstop. So at least we can kind of redeem ourselves. Right, Jesse? What were you thinking?
Yeah, no, I actually thought that they would make it. I didn't think that they were going to waste any money. They've just wasted so much money. And I was thinking about it. I was like, if I was on the show, I would go up to them and I would give them like a talking to, like, you better not screw this up. You screwed up so many times already. But it's exactly like what you guys said. Like if I did that, they might just go do it because I told them not to. I literally think it is exactly like everybody else is saying, where it's like, they were like Tori was saying, they kind of did it out of, well, everybody doubted us, so we had to do it. I don't know that they did it necessarily because they're growing anymore. Like, I do think that they have grown, especially Harry. I really think that he has. But I think it's mainly because everybody doubted them and thought that they were going to lose money.
Yeah. So I agree. I think Harry definitely grew. I don't think Francesca has really at all. But Kelsey, what were you thinking? Did you think? Gut feeling we were getting set up for a twist, and yeah, they're gonna make it. They're gonna make it look like they can't make it.
Yeah, I didn't. It was so weird to me when they got that. I was like, really? I mean, it was almost like they were, this whole season, I feel like they've given this couple a lot. So I was surprised that it was them again. I was like, oh, come on, can we like let them breathe? Like, there's other couples, and I don't know. I thought they were going to make it because of what you both said. And I totally agree with you, Tori, that I think it was them just kind of being like proving their point.
Yeah.
But I thought there would be something more to it. I was like, really? That's it? They did it and we're done with that? Like, I definitely thought it was going to involve some sort of twist or this or that, or maybe they would be like, you know what? You guys take all the money. I don't know. It was kind of just like too easy. I was like, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a little bit of a disappointment. We were hoping there was going to be some way for them to win money back, but then in the end, just kind of petered out. And there's honestly not that much to talk about. They go to the room. We see them screw around, chase each other around the room. Yeah. And then we see Harry's butt in the bathtub as he pretends to swim and all this nonsense. And they come back and they kind of make everybody wait for it. And it's so dragged out forever. For them to just say, yep, they did it fine. Like, they literally had Lana speaking in one word sentences. Mm-hmm. Did they do?
I know.
Come on. For all this waiting, they better not have made it. And at least that's some drama and interesting. And they just make it, okay, great. And then they get a green light and they make out. And so, because of all that and the way it was set up, I was thinking, I don't care anymore. This is annoying to me now. Let's see some actual interesting stuff. So not a ton to talk about right there. But again, we see even through the end of that, Francesca being kind of snippy and saying, I don't care about anybody and blah, blah, blah. So we've already commented on this. I don't think there's a lot else to say. I put in my notes, Courtney and Madison suck. They're straight up Haley about this entire process. Now, they haven't even gotten kicked off yet, right? Spoilers. But every interview, everything they do is just like, I don't care. I don't care what this robot says. I mean, Kelsey, are you over them at this point?
Oh, of course. I was over them, honestly, when they got there. I was like, who are these people? Well, after my initial viewing of Corey, I was like, yeah. And then they both started talking and I was like, no. I mean, why not, like, did either of them not have hearts, you know? And I feel like this is such a producer being like, yeah, push that. You guys don't care. But I don't know. It really just, it came across that they didn't care about themselves or anyone or the process, or like, just get a free vacation. It was lame. So I was happy they left. And also, if they would have won money at the end, like, how lame? They didn't deserve any of that.
I mean, Tori, let's keep talking optics. What does that say as them as a person or whatever, when they came and just roll with the punches and say, okay, I'm going to take this experience for what it is?
I think it was just, honestly, y'all already know, when they came, I didn't want them there. I did not understand the reason. And now I definitely don't understand the reason, because I understand wanting to, okay, like when you first get there, you want to shake things up. I think everyone who has came on knew, like Bryce, I think he kind of had the same type of thing for like the first 30 seconds of him being there. But it's like they just never chilled out. And even, I'm forgetting her name, Michelle. That's her name, right? Michelle.
Madison.
See, this is how
her name was Caroline for a while. Okay.
So Madison, actually, I'm not gonna lie, you guys, she rubbed me the wrong way last episode, because I think that's the episode where they were revealing that Francesca had done something to cause him to lose money. And yes, we were all upset. However, Madison had like this strong opinion, and she was like, they can't go, you know, 2 seconds without da da da. And I was like, girl, didn't you just get here?
Yeah.
Then you just get here. Yeah. How do you have such a strong, like, it kind of made me feel like she was, I didn't know if she was trying to like hop on the bandwagon with everyone else. And there's, therefore she was like being a follower, or she was just being anti everyone. I didn't know what was going on, but that just rubbed me the wrong way. Cause like, I can understand when original cast members were frustrated, cause like they've seen this play out, but like for her to just get there and you already have all this to say about somebody who you don't know is kind of strange to me, but I was just like, so ready for them to go home.
Like the new person is owed something, even though they haven't put in.
And it was just kind of like, girl,
any effort.
You're the same one who didn't even put an effort into this experience. So for you to have all this care that she lost you money when you haven't really been contributing to the group to make sure that you get the money was confusing to me.
Jesse, we gave Matt a little bit of crap about him trying to kick it to Madison, knowing what we know now and how she kind of acted for the rest of it. Do you think maybe it's really not Matt at all? Maybe Matt is just not a cool person. And that was just Matt straining to try to talk to her.
Yeah, I'm actually glad it didn't work out between them. I think it probably was Matt like straining to find something to talk to her about. Mm-hmm. It's really disappointing because, you know, when you think of all the challenges and or workshops these guys went through, they really did give it their all. Mm. I was thinking about it today, like how many people would actually like go and do some of this stuff? Because some of it's kind of weird and crazy, but they all embraced it. And so to see her doing this, it kind of reminded me of like Haley. Like, I feel like this would be her attitude about things. And it was just disappointing because I feel like everybody's bonded, everybody's tried, everybody's put in effort, and then you have her who's not. So yeah, I definitely think Matt was struggling to like have a conversation with this girl because, I mean, clearly she doesn't care.
Yeah, well, speaking of which, we had our final workshop of the show. Everybody's invited except Chloe, who is sick, staying in bed. We're calling this the rebirth thing, and everybody gets to body paint each other. And they are painting on the person the things that that person has said have negatively been, I'm not describing this at all well. We're painting on people what they have said, other people have said negatively about them. Is that right? Is that
That was beautiful.
Yeah, that was a very circuitous way of getting there.
So
everybody gets random bad stuff painted on them. And then of course they get to go jump in the ocean and wash it all off. Of course, big surprise, Courtney and Madison don't get it. They don't understand why they're doing this whatsoever.
Come on.
They are just stuck in whatever kind of rut. And I don't know, does anybody want to chime in with anything with this particular exercise? It seemed like a nice way to kind of wrap the whole thing up. The show's really into getting stuff on people's bodies and then washing it off. So I thought maybe this allowed the girl to participate a little bit like what the guys did.
I liked it. I really did. I think that this was, I agree with you, Michael. It was kind of like the final thing to break down these final walls of these people that I feel like a lot of them have used sex as a form of therapy for themselves because they're all sort of insecure and people have referred to them as these horrible things. So them expressing that and sharing that with the person in front of them and a lot of them with the people they care about, you know, like the couples and this and that sort of thing. So I thought that was great. And then seeing, the two of them be like, this is stupid. Like, really? Like, just go home. Like, get out of here.
Especially, go ahead. No, I was going to say, especially after Bryce, like, poured his heart out about being called, like made fun of and bullied. Yeah. Like, I was like, I, like Bryce, like, a lot now after he came in. So, and like, he like was pouring his heart out to these people. And then they were just like, no. Oh. And he's like looking around like, is anybody going to say anything? Someone going to give me a hug? Everybody else
hurt my heart.
Like, story. It's like, come on.
It kind of made me wish that like the workshop was set up a little bit differently to where they didn't have to be paired per se, but maybe like if they all, you know, took turns writing something on each other, but then like a person maybe stood in the middle of a circle and kind of like share with everyone so that nobody was just like sharing with somebody who they felt like didn't care. Cause then, you know, if you're standing in the middle, then whoever wants to chime in can, you know, say whatever they want to say. They can like give you hugs and they can like pass that energy. And then that way, someone who doesn't care isn't really like highlighted. But like you guys said, I felt really bad for Bryce being paired with people who literally just did not care about the exercise, didn't expand on like anything they've been called. Like they were just very checked out. And he's like breaking down this serious wall about something that's happened in his life. And then he was literally just like staring at the grass, like, cool. And you can tell like that was awkward. And nobody wants to, especially when you're not an open person, you don't want the first time that you open up to be like that. Like, you don't want it to be received like that. And I feel like that kind of like causes people to go back into their shell down the line, because they'll go back to that moment. Like, well, the one time I opened up, no one really cared. So why open up again?
I think we have nature to blame for that, because I have a suspicion that Chloe would have been his partner and it would have been a much different outcome if she hadn't been sick. But c'est la vie. The two of them are getting their comeuppance because everybody goes and chill by the fire. Lana says in 24 hours, we're going to get the prize money, but some people have not been embracing the process. And while I was sitting here watching it, I basically said, like, no bleep. I'm watching the people right now. Like, these people, why are they even doing this? So I wrote on my notes, Madison and Corey, before they said it. I was like, these are the people getting kicked off and nobody else.
So predictable.
My thing was, all the rest of them were so nervous. I was thinking, what's wrong with you? You're fine. It's so obvious, at least us with the edit, who's going home. Yeah. The way the rest of you, that is just silly. So, okay, they're gone. Now, we're getting down to the very end here, and I'd like to toss it out some more interesting stuff. We know somebody's going to win. The two main couples that we have, Francesca and Harry, and Sharon and Rhonda, they go off, they do little couple things. We find out Francesca wants him to move to Canada, and Rhonda introduces Sharon to her son, Amari, over FaceTime. Now, what I wanted to ask, we don't know who's gonna win, how many people can win, what the split is, and yada, yada, yada. So we're down to 10 people. Let's go around the circle. Kelsey, who at this point while you were watching, who do you think deserved to win the most?
You know, I was so torn because I thought a couple different things. I was like, okay, either they're going to give it to the couple. I didn't think it was maybe fair, but I was like, maybe they'll give it to the couples because they've actually grown in like both ways, right? But then it was like also the individuals who haven't really broken anything and grown internally. So I don't know. It was hard for me. I thought that maybe, and I kind of guessed this before they had Francesca and Harry stand up. I thought because, so yes, they won the money back, but also they were the ones to break the rules so many times. I thought that they were going to make them give it to everyone else, to be honest.
Okay. Okay. I like that. I'm going to put it right back to you though. If you pick one person, let's do that. Pick one person who you think grew the most. And if the prize was just one person gets all the money, who deserved it?
David.
Jesse, what do you think?
I say David.
I love David. I love David, but I actually think Sharon grew the most because I feel like he was really closed off. He didn't want to open up. So I think he had like a lot to overcome to be in this relationship with Rhonda. And I think he's done a really good job. So I think it was him.
Nice. What do you think, Tori? What do you think?
Yeah, I was definitely going to go with either Sharon or Kels for two different reasons. But piggybacking off of what Jess said, of course, like I do think that Sharon has improved the most. I mean, just seeing him from episode one, just saying what he was looking forward to now, you know, being introduced to Rhonda's child. I thought that was just like a tremendous piece of growth. And also like showing that constraint, because even though they've lost money, they haven't lost like that much money.
Right.
You know what I mean? But then also Kels has been tempting situations, and he definitely like stood his ground and tried to stick to the rules as much as he could. And we all see that he was very successful. So I think that like both of them grew. I don't know who I would give the money to more, but I think that like if we're basing off of like rule following and genuine connection, then it would be Sharon. But if we're just basing it off of the rules and like actually passing all the tests, then it would be Kels.
Yeah, and really quick, just going off what Tori said, we have Bradley Tucker in the live chat. Thanks so much for joining us, guys. He said Kels was the only person who followed the rules. They should have given him all the money.
That's not technically true. Nicole also followed all the rules.
That's true.
We're going straight by that. Yes, I agree with Kelsey. I would give it to David because he only broke the
rules
that one kiss. And I thought he showed a lot of growth. If we were to give it to them that all the guys started out on the same level, like, I'm just going to go and hook up with chicks, whatever, don't care.
Right.
And he, you know, was man enough to step aside for Harry with Francesca. It seems like, you know, when he was, step aside for Sharon with Rhonda. Sharon. But during the bonding experiments, even with Rhonda, crying. Like, it seemed like he really got in touch with stuff. It seemed like he really was willing to participate a lot, open up, stepping aside. And then when Lydia came in and he started kind of pursuing her, he was still, I think, way more gentlemanly about it than when he first came and started in. I think he was really part of the cohesion that kept all the group together. And he stayed laid back about the whole thing. I don't know. That's what I would have gone with. But I mean, good choice. Kel's good choice. Nicole kind of wasn't really on the island. So
I know. I liked her a lot, but it was like, oh, like nothing. I hope she grew. I feel like she grew, but you didn't really know if she grew, right? Yeah.
But she just got a really boring edit, if nothing else. I mean, she didn't go on dates with anybody. She barely spoke to anybody. She didn't stand out in any of the activities or anything like that. So maybe it was just an edit. You know, I would have rather seen her speak to one of the guys than sit around and watch them stare at each other, which we're about to talk about right now on the palapa of finding out who's going to win the money. Because it took
forever. I think it was hard to like see other people grow if they didn't make a connection with someone. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it was kind of hard to see if they were making any progress on how they deal with men or women if like they hadn't been like paired up with a man or woman. So I was like, Nicole just kind of became like that voice of reason or like the sister friend to everyone, which I kind of liked. I wish she had more speaking parts in the edits, because like she was definitely like team group, and I think she kind of like gave an all sound advice throughout, but it just sucks because she didn't make a romantic connection with anyone, that it just seemed like her character just kind of like got played to the back.
Absolutely. I liked her. I would have liked to see more, but not the way we got it. So back to the palapa. Bryce says of whoever's gonna win the money, congratulations, you never have to work again. And I was like, bro, you don't have a concept of taxes, or like the houseboat must not cost that much money. Now we found out if like $75K is just solving life, then
is he rich or broke?
Essentially, to drag this out even longer, we make Harry and Francesca stand up and everybody's pissed, because I agree with them. I don't think just because they brought back 20 or 30K doesn't mean they really deserve to win the money by themselves. Then if Sharon and Rhonda stand up, and then everybody stands up and everybody won 35K. Yay. Okay. Fantastic.
So lame.
I thought it was a lame ending. Tori?
Yeah, it was so underwhelming. And I think after the last episode that we reviewed, we were all like so excited. We was like, we have to watch the finale now. Like, I can't wait to see what happens. I can't wait. And then I watched it and I was like, I literally just kept checking the bottom of like my Netflix screen. And I was like, okay, we only have 5 minutes left. And I don't see anything like happening between now and the 5 minutes. And I just, like you said, it was drawn. It almost could have been cut in half with all, like, if you just took out all the dramatic pauses, it would have been like a 25-minute show. And it was just kind of like, what was the, it was frustrating, honestly, because it was like, what was the real point? If everybody's going to win, no matter how many rules they broke, no matter how they went about it, of course, the people who didn't invest anything got to go home. But it was just kind of like, well,
where's the consequences?
Okay. Yeah. There was, it felt like there were none.
Yeah. Jesse, it sounds like your little daughter did not like the finale either.
Oh, she was not feeling it. No. You know, it's kind of a hard situation for the producers to be in, I feel like, because I think they were super creative with the workshops. But at the same time, it's like, what do you do? Like, who do you give the money to? I figured that everybody was going to get the money just because they kicked out the people that weren't making any progress. So it's like, at that point, they only have people that, you know, have made progress. But I didn't know, like, how else they would decide who gets the money. I thought that they were going to, I kind of thought what Bryce thought, it was like a couples thing, and they would get, you know, the couples would get the money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kelsey, what do you think?
I totally agree with Jesse. I feel like it would be hard to be in that the producer's shoes, because I don't know what I would do. I was annoyed that Francesca and Harry didn't have more consequences, because I feel like they were never really bothered by the fact that they lost money and everyone was ticked at them, you know? And so it was like, okay, cute. You guys won the money back. That's nice. Good for you. But I was kind of hoping that when they made the two couples stand up at first, I was hoping that Lana would be like, congratulations, you two have found love. Everyone else gets the money, because you've also broken the most rules. So that's honestly, when they had them stand up, I was like, that makes so much sense. And then everyone got it. And I was like, okay, lame.
Right.
Lame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for the record, in the end, I am the only one with 100% on my fantasy
you
team
are.
Of Matt, Nicole, and Kels. The three of them plus Madison are the only ones who never broke the rules. Although, of course, Madison might as well have not been there anyway. So there's where we end up with that. Ladies and gentlemen, that basically does it for the finale. Everybody just kind of disperses off the island and, you know, off to do whatever, I guess. Let's go around real quick. Let's start with Jesse, because it sounds like Layla's not crying right now for this second. Which of these two couples, let's just say there's just two couples, right? That's fair. Either of them going to be long lasting? What do you think?
I think Sharon and Rhonda could be long lasting. I just think that
Harry's
they have come
to Canada.
I do think he might move to Canada, but I just don't see them making it in the long run. I just really feel strongly about Sharon and Rhonda. I think they're a good match. And I think they both took this really seriously, and he was so good about meeting her son and everything and so nervous about it. I just think that he really wants to make this work. And I think she does too.
Yeah. Kelsey?
Totally, totally agree. I think that actually Harry and Francesca will absolutely try, and maybe one of them will move to each of their homes, probably Harry to Canada, but I don't think in the real world, I don't think that I see them lasting. Sharon and Rhonda, I think absolutely, because she was already kind of bringing in her real world. She's so ahead of the game with that sort of stuff. And I think that I could actually see them really lasting. The other two, I'm like, I hope, but I don't know.
No, I agree. Tori?
Yeah, I completely agree with everyone. I think that Sharonda put in the work to kind of like try to, like you said, incorporate their outside worlds with this, like, you know, bubble of paradise that they were in, because the reality is, you know, life isn't a beach, even though that's so cliche to say, but it's not always going
to
be this retreat. And
Bryce.
So I think they I think they did a good job with actually trying to like dig deeper and talk about things that could like potentially cause them to become stronger or break up. And as much as I want to say that like Harry and Francesca didn't do that because we didn't see it, I don't, at this point, I'm starting to think that maybe they just like being surface level. Like, maybe, and that just, and that's the only reason why I think they have like a chance of working, because it just seems like whatever they do has worked for them. Like, even if it's like, it does, I guess their relationship just isn't the same as Sharonda, which of course no relationship is. So it's kind of like maybe this like relationship that they have, wherever it is, even if it's not just bringing in the outside world, maybe it just works for them. So I don't know, because it just seems like that's what they like. So maybe they'll work out.
We can see whoever works out can go hang out with Lauren and Cameron, and they can have a Netflix romance. They have a little WhatsApp conversation going on. It'll be great. That's going to do it right now. We don't have predictions, of course, but let's go around and we'll start with Jesse again. Let's say, what would you like, and Layla come in, what would you like to see in season two, Jesse?
I would like to see more workshops. I thought they were interesting, and I liked how creative they were, even though sometimes I was like, what is this? I just thought they worked out really well, and I thought there were too few of them. And then other than that, just a different way to win the money, because I just thought it was too predictable at the end.
Yeah. Tori?
Yeah, I definitely want to see, I think I need just some different dynamics, like some stricter restraints. Like, I think maybe if it kind of gave like a Big Brother type of feel, where like each week or after 2 weeks or something, they all had to vote out someone, even though in this season, it wasn't really hard to see who would have gotten voted out. But I also think maybe if they all like had their own money meter, and every time you broke a rule, like it had to be dispersed among someone else's. Like if they all just had like $2,000 to start out with, and then the minute like someone broke a rule, maybe $300 got deducted from them but went to someone else or something like that. So I think like if it was just kind of like something, just different dynamics to make this a little bit juicier. Like I think the groundwork is there, but I think we just need something else to really like oomph it up, because this finale, I cannot sit through another underwhelming finale like this. So I just need something more.
Yeah. Kelsey?
Tori, I kind of had the same idea with the individual like money little pots, because I feel like if they gave them their watches at the beginning, all the beginning, and they each had a certain amount that if they spent over that, they got the boot. I'm like, that could be kind of fun. Even if it's like you look at Francesca and Harry, it's like, yeah, you guys have actually made a genuine connection, but you spent over 30K, you know? So like maybe it's over 15K and you're out. So something like that. I also think that they need to add an element to it that's like, we need more couples, like an attempt at coupling, because I think that some of the people who just kind of sat back and were like, oh no, it's the money. We're smart, because that's what I would have done. But there's a different level of growth when you do have a person or do have a couple. So
yeah,
a level with that I think would be interesting.
Yeah. I love the idea of kind of personal bank accounts, because if I'm in control of my own money, then it doesn't matter what everybody else is kind of doing. I can stay and really focus on my own growth. And then like Kells wouldn't have had to be mad the entire time that people are losing their money. Right. And he can, it would seem like more cohesive. You can still have drama of people liking the same person or something like that, but maybe you take that out of it. I also like the idea that we talked about, like grenades coming in and trying to steal money, or like some more competitions, something that's getting more action going and some more competitive spirit. And then similar to what I think you were saying, Kelsey, I'd like to see just more people, because I think just 10 people is not enough. You can't, we kind of rag on Nicole a little bit, but if you don't like, first of all, two or three of the guys are already gone because they partnered up with somebody else.
Right.
And you don't like the other two, what are you supposed to do? Right.
Right.
So a little bit more opportunity. And I think it could, with that, it could warrant more than 8 episodes. It could be, it could be a longer show and probably sustain it. However, we got to wait and see.
We got to wait and see.
Season 2 here. Get the quarantine done. Get some more hot and sexy people back to another island and let them go nuts. Until then, what a fun time. I want to thank each and every one of you guys for hanging out with us. We did all 8 episodes here. You guys rock. AfterBuzz has got you guys covered throughout this quarantine, of course, and beyond. All the different shows that you guys love to watch, we're doing after shows for them. So, remember, if you're watching us on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe to all the AfterBuzz channels. Give me a big thumbs up. And if you're listening to us on iTunes or any of the other podcasting services, give us a 5-star review. We love hanging out with you guys, reading all your comments. You guys are always our extended panel, and we love you so much. Guys, until next time, we're going to start with Kelsey. Tell them where they can find you and what other shows you've got on AfterBuzz coming up.
You got it. You guys know the drill. Kelsmeyer 2, not 1, 2 on all social media. And then I'm actually on Run on Mondays as well, which is that HBO show. Phoebe Waller-Briggs, real good. Real good.
Awesome. Jesse?
You can find me all over social media at Athletic. Thanks to Bradley Tucker and Breathe Easy for joining us in the live chat today. And you guys can go and check out. I just got done finishing up the Tiger King after show on AfterBuzz, so check that out.
Amazing. Tori?
Yes, you guys can find me on Instagram at Toxic Model or on Twitter at Tori with 2 E's. And I also have some shows here, so you guys can find me on the Sunderland Till I Die after show with Kelsey. We did that. Yay. If you're binging it currently, I'm on Motherland Fort Salem after show on Thursdays at 8. World on Fire, sorry, on Mondays at 2. We just finished that one up. Letter to the King, a couple of others. So yeah, just be on AfterBuzz. You'll find our faces. If you like us, just check out all of our after shows. We love having you guys in the comments.
All over the place. That's awesome. Guys, my name is Mike Feeling. Right now, gosh, what am I doing? Bachelor, listen to your heart. We're finishing Married at First Sight this week. We still got Survivor, and then we're starting Win the Wilderness, an Alaska competition show on Netflix where they're going to go build log cabins or something like that. I don't even know. You can follow me everywhere at Mike Feeling. Until then, guys, stay safe. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you again soon right here on AfterBuzz TV.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.